We're with Alex Jones this hour. We're going to take your phone calls with him. Truly an American patriot, Alex Jones. And George Norrie back with you along with Alex Jones. Alex, when you were with me via Skype the last couple of years, you know, when I was in Toronto at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, you were up on the big screen. Did you hear me sing at all? Were you still hooked up?
Oh, absolutely. I actually sat back and stayed after I was on and watched the whole show. And I got to say, man, you're going to give Frank Sinatra one.
I what are the odds of me getting up you to sing, too?
The odds are about zero. Okay. I am not a good singer like you, so it's not going to be happening.
All right. We're going to have some fun. Let's take some calls. We're with Alex Jones. We're talking about the future, your children's future, through his eyes and his perspective. Have you found, by the way, that people are starting to tune to you? You were alternative media 10, 12 years ago. I'm not sure we can say that about you anymore, Alex. You've become the media.
Well, I mean, you have too as well, George, but it's funny you say that. I mean, bigger than just Infowars.com or the things that I do, when you pull back from it, the fact that everything we basically talked about, that you talked about 20 years ago on talk radio, that I talked about 20 years ago on talk radio, because, you know, before you even hosted Coast to Coast 14, 15 years ago, you had one of the top shows in the city that you were in there in St. Louis. Everything that we basically have talked about and warned about, taxing us by the mile in our cars, fluoride causing brain damage, world government being announced, global carbon taxes,
yep,
open borders, dictatorial government, militarization of police, AI computers and robots taking jobs. I mean, all we did was cover what we individually were concerned about and what the trends were showing was coming. Now the future's here. And people really understand that we know what we're talking about. But at the same time, it was kind of fun to not know if I was 100% right. Now it's so much more serious. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I was always very serious. I always believed what I was saying. But still, part of me would read detractors' articles in the New York Times or the Washington Post or CNN and go, yeah, maybe I am wrong. I hope, doing soul searching, that I am wrong. I hope it's not as bad as I say. Well, now it's almost worse to be proven right, because you're like, oh my gosh, and then the next phase we're going to be right about, and the next phase, because it gets so much darker from here, it makes me realize that we've got to really do whatever it takes to wake people up to reverse this situation. I mean, George, what is it like for you to cover so many of these topics that were fringe and are now mainstream? I mean, where do we go from here? Because I almost thought that once we exposed it and once it came true, that people would just wake up and then suddenly everything would get better. And some of that's happened, so I'm not being pessimistic. But at the same time, it's almost like we just know now, okay, we're going into a global corporate fascist world government that uses social engineering. And what are we going to do about it? I mean, do you see the paradox?
I sure do. And it sometimes makes you feel intuitive or somewhat psychic when all these stories we looked at over the years are beginning to unfold today. It
exactly
really is something.
We warned they would. Yep. And again, I'm not happy about that. Don't you wish you'd been wrong, George?
In many cases. But something deep down inside told me I would not be.
And you weren't. And again, it's not just us. All we're doing is having a forum for complex, teleprompter-free, talking point-free, real discussion about what you as a father and I as a father and others as parents and as business people and as Americans and as humans are concerned about. And the real reason we're so popular and the reason your show just continues to grow and break records is because we're not telling people much of what they don't know. We're resonating what they innately are already concerned about. And then you're bringing on this wide spectrum of expert guests that add depth and analysis to it.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Alex Jones with us, and we'll pick it up by going to Karen in Doyle, California. You're on the air with us, Karen. Go ahead.
Hi, George, again. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
My daughter and I listen to you every day. I sent you a tweet today about the independent film station in San Diego. She rips Obama about the guys that were shot last Thursday.
Yeah.
And about how dare him not call this, Islamic terrorism. And also, I'm wondering, when they do this Jade Helm thing, we live near the largest military base in the U.S. It's where they take all the tanks after the wars. They have miles and acres of the tanks. I'll tell you the name of it, the Herlong Army Base. And I'm wondering, before they come to counties, if they're looking at what their sheriffs think about this, because my sheriff is online and my neighboring county. I'm like 25 minutes from downtown Reno, Nevada. However, we live in the middle of nowhere, but it takes us only that long. I'm in the middle of, northeastern NorCal. Our sheriff is online saying, I am not going by Obama's regime. I will send my men out there to protect my citizens from gun grabbing. And I'm wondering if Jade Helm and all of them go look at, see what their counties are thinking of this or what their sheriffs are saying about that.
Alex, I don't think the Jade Helm soldiers who are involved in this exercise are anti-American, anti-citizenry. I think they're doing what they've been ordered to do, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, mainstream media will claim that we're anti-soldier, anti-Marine, anti-sailor. When you're a Navy veteran yourself, I've got tons of family there in the military. I have found that on average, our military personnel are the most awake, most patriotic, informed people that actually care because they took an oath to protect and defend this country. And the media tries to spin, if we don't like what our politicians are doing, that we're sometimes, anti-military. It's total fraud, and it is the military that continues. It was the military that contacted us and said, look at this Army document. No one's covering it. It's at Army.mil. It's Jade Helm. It's unprecedented. We're really creeped out by it. It was federal marshals and state police and others that have sent us the secret documents that became national news in the last 7 years, where the Pentagon's main mission is to take on gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians. So again, it's good people in government and in corporations that are basically holding this back and stopping these type of things from happening. And that really is the big news. Whatever Jade Helm was going to be, wherever it was going, they've now scaled it back by at least 90%, and they've had to back off the mission they were trying to put out because of the public backlash. So that's a good thing. But, the caller mentions that particular newscast that I saw a clip of. I've been sent it probably, no exaggeration, 100 times a day on my email. It's been texted to me on my phone 5 times. I've had people on the street come up and bring it up to me. And it's just a young woman with an alternative news media channel talking about the fact that she doesn't appreciate the government covering up that we did have the attack in Garland, we did have the four Marines, the one sailor killed last Thursday in Chattanooga, now a week ago today, and that we're sick and tired of having the mainstream media tell us that it wasn't connected to that. And it's not Islamophobic. We're not saying all the Muslims are like that. But the fact is, they're blowing stuff up and attacking people all over the world, the radical Islamicists, and they're doing it because the West has basically allowed them to recruit and operate. And I don't know how the government's going to cover this up as it starts to intensify, and people are upset. And then we sent our reporters out in Austin for my nightly news TV show to talk to the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force recruiting centers, and they told us that they were getting threats here in Austin, San Marcos, but also around the country, and it's being covered up, and their commanding officers at the general level are telling them when patriots show up with open carry legally, with concealed carry and other things, to protect their facilities, and they're just standing out front at a shopping mall protecting the recruiting center, that they should call the police on them, because the government, the illegitimate forces in government, do not want the image of the people coming together with the military and having unity in this country, and they don't want the message that the answer is arming these recruiting centers so they're not soft targets. The problem is, last year, even the head of Interpol, the biggest law enforcement agency worldwide, after the Nairobi attack by the radical Islamists that killed massive numbers of people at that shopping mall, he said, I've got to agree with people in the United States and places like Texas. He actually said Texas, if you read the full interview. It's time for the citizens to be armed. That will shut this down. So that's the message that the system doesn't want getting out.
All right, let's go to the hometown of Sarah Palin, Wasilla, Alaska. Cato's with us, first-time caller. Hey, Cato, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. You know, the big question, I think the only question, is humanism, atheism, science versus religion, superstition, and fanaticism. I'm an atheist, and I find it hard to, no one wants to talk about it. They want to suppress my opinion, and it's like there are guards in this prison. What do you say, Alex?
Well, we won't suppress you, Cato, but go ahead, Alex.
Well, I mean, I think atheists are 100%, totally covered to have your political views. I don't look down on you because of that. And quite frankly, watching these establishment preachers my whole life sell out to tyranny, not stand up for freedom, go along with the system, makes me get angry at organized religion. And I agree that organized religion is one of the biggest problems in history. That said, though, I think some of the atheists and agnostics that criticize people of faith are being ignorant as well, just because they haven't had that experience. I mean, we only see a very limited spectrum of visible light. They've proven that there are at least 12 dimensions around us. Every culture, believed that there was other things going on. And so I think for people that are spiritual, not so much establishment religious, but spiritual, it's just showing that you're more open to the universe and things that are going on. At the same time, though, I don't judge or hate somebody who's sick of the whole corrupt system and rejects it, not wanting religion to be a dogma that controls them. I respect that.
Next up, we go to Larry in Tampa, Florida, east of the Rockies. Larry, you're on with Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I was just wondering, what should you just heard a little bit ago that they scaled back that Jade Helm thing, about 90% of it. I was really worried about what was going to happen if something went wrong out there and it really blew up.
Well, it's really just...
Well, that was my concern, was that, again, it wasn't Coast to Coast AM. It wasn't InfoWars. Literally, because I listen to the show. I know what George talks about. He's on my show. I've talked about it with him. I've listened to all the other libertarian, conservative, and alternative media outlets. Very few people were basically saying that. They would take a few clips off YouTube of people that were legitimately concerned, saying they believed it was an imminent takeover. They would then splice it together with myself and others to make it sound like we were saying this was happening. And again, then the media was so discredited, the public thought, well, if they're saying it's not martial law, it must be. And so people were gearing up and getting ready. And I was concerned that low-flying helicopters over some farm might get shot at, and then that kicks the whole thing off, and then I get blamed for it, and others get blamed for it. So your concern, sir, I think is very legitimate. We do not think this is an imminent military takeover. This is all part of a larger conditioning process to prepare the troops, the public, and others for this de-evolution into tyranny. But this is not an imminent takeover, and no one should do anything offensively against any U.S. military personnel other than go up and give them a pat on the back and a cup of coffee and talk to them about the situation, because I think you're going to find they're more informed and more concerned per capita than anybody else.
You got that right, Alex. Nick's in Denver. Nick, you're on the air with us. Go ahead.
Wow, thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing, Nick.
Alex, I'm a trucker. I'm 31 years old, and you know, I agree with about 95% of what you say. And, you know, I do think that it's going to get bad, and there's bad things coming, and it's been planned for a long time. And I want to know what I can do, you know, what I can really do that might make a difference. Is it something spiritual? Is it just preparation? Is there any way to stop it? And also more specifically, I wanted to ask you about bottled water, because I drink a lot of bottled water, and I was wondering if there's any particular brand that you would recommend that might be clear of the kind of stuff that's in the tap water.
Okay, good. In terms of what can you do, Alex, I think you got to protect yourself and your family. You can't save the entire planet. Not one person.
Absolutely. I mean, that's where charity starts, is at home. If you can get your family awake to what's happening, if you can get people to be self-sufficient, if you can plant a garden, it's just the act of being human again and getting back to our roots. As a truck driver, start promoting the fact that, hey, we want to have a world for people. We don't want driverless cars that tax us by the mile that can be hacked. We want truck drivers not to so much unionize, but to just not comply or be part of any company that tries to roll out driverless cars. I'm not against technology. I'm not against innovation. This is being designed to have a world where people aren't needed by the technocracy, by the elite. You talk about it being a spiritual war. Get your heart right with God. Get centered. Just focus on what's happening, and then pick the little things you can do every day to wake somebody up. That might be telling them about coasttocoastam.com. It might be making a copy of a documentary film and giving it to somebody. When you talk about filtered water, when you talk about bottled water, I'm somewhat of an expert on this. There are some mineral waters that I personally like that I own no stock in that we know have been tested and are good. Generally, if something is a mineral water out of a famous spring, whether it's in Arkansas or whether it's in Tuscany, Italy, then you know it's good. Plus, you can just tell by the taste. That tends to be more expensive and is more of a luxury. The key is getting a gravity-fed water filtration system. They have them very inexpensively. That basically reduces the glyphosates, the fluoride, the chemicals down to almost nothing. There aren't really any filters that cut it all out, other than distillation. And then that can cause a problem because it's cutting the good minerals out. But you can reduce with most filters 99%. There's a lot of different great brands out there. You can reduce it down to almost nothing. And then all you do is fill up the bottle that you're drinking out of. And if you're a truck driver, you can just go in, fill up the water filter system with tap water, and then just sit there and take it out of that traveler type system into the bottles you're drinking from. But economically, a gallon of water costs more than a gallon of gas, folks.
It sure does.
And so it's really smart to drink filtered water, because then you know you're filtering it. You can trust that. So many of these big bottle water companies that's come out in the news just take tap water from major municipal cities. They put it through big giant filters, but then sometimes they're not cleaning those properly.
And the markup, Alex, is amazing. We're going to come back and take some final calls here with Alex Jones on Coast to Coast AM. Well, a couple days ago, we put up on our Instagram the camera that's in our studio here that you Coast Insiders will be able to see me do a pre-show starting soon. The few more tests that have to be done, but I'm looking at this thing right now. It looks like R2-D2. It really does. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We're with Alex Jones, who not only did his own show today and is doing ours, but he's going to do his own show again tomorrow morning. Alex, what's the hot topic these days for you?
You know, it's the same info you're covering. It's just all the craziness, just how they're just coming out in the open with a world government being openly announced. The Pope calling for global carbon taxes and world government. Again, the TPP that we're not even allowed to read, and then Congress just gives the president the authority to basically sign on to it, and we still can't see it. Take the Iran deal. Members of Congress have come out. Congress isn't even allowed to see it. Congress makes the laws. Congress controls the power of the purse. I mean, it's just, it's over the top. Everything is even crazier than I thought it would be by this time. And I just wonder what's going to happen next. I mean, we're seeing history happen right now. Again, I'm not against immigrants. Our country was founded by immigrants. We're all immigrants. But we pay for people's babies when they're born here. Nobody else does that. We let felons come here and commit crimes and be released over and over and over again. Just this year, 36,000 violent felons who are illegals have been released when citizens aren't. It's just crazy that our borders have been opened by executive action outside of law, and it just makes you wonder, what is the establishment trying to do? Well, because the establishment is basically not free market and is able to use crises to consolidate control because they're able to manage the crises, they have a stake in only making things worse, and we have to change that. We have really had such a free country, such a great world, and now we've taken it for granted, and so the tyranny has just run away from us. And I think, though, the pendulum is starting to swing back the other direction. I certainly hope it is.
Yeah, you can feel that. Let's go to the phones again. Joel in Des Moines, Iowa. Welcome to the program, Joel. You're on the air with us.
Thanks, George. Sure. First time, long time. It's an honor to be on such an establishment. Thank you. Alex, just quick question. You know, you're talking about the turmoil here in America, and not only in the current but also in the future. Is there anyone out there that you would trust, either announced or unannounced, to run the country as president of the United States?
Well, I've known Rand Paul for 20 years, and I don't think he's perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody is. But he's legitimate. He's for real. And that's why you see the Democratic and Republican parties both giving most of their money presidentially in hit pieces and in PACs against him. I really, really like the situation we see with the rhetoric coming out of Donald Trump, and I would rather see Rand Paul be more aggressive and be more of a political bomb thrower to get attention, but that's not really his style. But I trust Rand Paul. He's the only presidential candidate and the only senator who's running who voted against the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because he wasn't allowed to see it. And that's just common sense that he should do that. But he's the only one. And so that's where I stand.
Alex, it is amazing what's happening to this planet right now in terms of, as we were talking about Trump, you would never think the guy would have had a chance 4 years ago. Now he's a front runner. I wonder if he gets nominated, who he would pick as his VP candidate running with him. That would be interesting.
Usually really strong personalities like that get somebody who's weak. I would hope that he's confident enough that he would get somebody strong, somebody good. But, I mean, just imagine a Donald Trump versus what we've been seeing recently. I mean, it would have to be better. Because, you know, even though I don't think he's perfect, I think he's the type of guy who is already confident enough that he doesn't need to run the country down to feel good about himself, and has enough pride that he'd want to actually do things that were good in general for the country, not for a few special interests. Because what we've got is a bunch of special interests that are willing to lose the whole nation and the productivity and the prosperity quarter by quarter on their CEO profits. Well, they're not going to have long-term profits. They're not going to have a place to spend it if they destroy the overall productivity and the overall market. And, you know, Henry Ford had a lot of problems, but he was a genius when it came to automation and factories. And he convinced the rest of the other industry to go, look, we are not going to ever sell any products. We're not going to be able to sell appliances and cars if we don't pay our workers enough to be able to buy them. We can scale up the economy and create a wealthy middle class. Well, a middle class, though, gets uppity. They're not controllable. And the establishment has decided to impoverish the world under Agenda 21, a public UN treaty. It's Cloward and Piven, the university plan adopted by the government to bankrupt the nation to make us dependent. And that's what's going on, and that's the problem. The decision has been made to make us impoverished. The decision has been made to do that to make us controllable. Listen, the third world could be wealthy. Africa could be wealthy. Latin America could be wealthy on average. Mexico could be wealthy, but their political elite are on record wanting to keep people poor as a tool of control, and that's where we're going. We've had corrupt elites before, but they still wanted America to be number one. We have an elite now that wants America to be part of a world government and to be marginalized. And so we're financing the building of this corporate world government. We get the bill, we get the blame, and then we collapse. I want to change that, and I agree with Donald Trump. If we wait 4 or 6 more years, the writing's on the wall. We're going to be in so much more trouble then. Now is the time to say no.
This is it. East of the Rockies, Tabitha, Jacksonville, North Carolina. Welcome to the program. Hi, Tabitha. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm here. First-time caller.
Thanks, Tabitha. Good to have you with
long-time listener to Alex Jones.
Perfect.
All right. Alex, I have a question for you. A topic was brought up earlier. I've been trying to call for a while. And the topic was about the protests and the violence and the looting in Ferguson with the Mike Brown case. And you never answered George's question about if you feel like that the government is actually trying to prevent things like that instead of helping them.
Okay, well, I guess I didn't answer it concisely. I gave a longer breakdown that there are major political foundations trying to stir up an illegitimate violent revolution in this country so it can be crushed, and then that will legitimize a military takeover. So, yes, if people are running around for no reason, burning down major cities, I'm for the National Guard to be called out, and that is a legitimate use of the military on the streets here in the United States. What I was saying is we need to head it off at the pass before it happens and expose who wants to destabilize this country.
No question about that. We cannot have this country collapse by people who are literally rioting regardless of what had happened. I mean, the tragedy, I was in Ferguson, Missouri when that was happening. The tragedy out there was unspeakable. But that's not an excuse to burn down buildings, to loot and riot. I mean, there are two different issues. One issue is, are the police being overly aggressive or not? And that's what you protest about. And none of the officers there, that officer, the specific officer, was not indicted at all. There was not enough evidence. But you might be upset about that, but you don't have the right to burn down buildings and loot and do whatever they did.
Well, that's it. And again, we have people not picking on George Soros, but he's on record saying he overthrew Ukraine by financing riots, the elected government. You have people like him that have made their money destabilizing governments, destabilizing currencies, causing collapses. And now he's financing movements like this. It's very obvious what's going on. And it puts the citizens, it puts the police, it puts the military in the middle of this. And we're not going to fix this country burning police cars. We're going to fix this country taking our governments back peacefully and lawfully and just staying the course and just incrementally rediscovering the basic culture of freedom.
In the last moments we have, let's go to Jim in Spokane. We'll take as many calls as we can in Spokane, Washington. Hey, Jim, go ahead.
How you doing, George?
Good, Jim.
Alex, good to talk to you both. I used to drive a tractor trailer for Mercer Transportation at Louisville. I pulled a step deck, and we hauled a lot of military. The Army Depot that lady was talking about in her long California, Sierra Army Depot, what they have on that base is munitions, and they have about 2,000 UN troop carriers. Now, the way you can tell the UN troop carriers from the U.S. military troop carriers, UN troop carriers are basically white. The military of the United States uses a tan or green. Okay, now I've been in and out of that base numerous times when I worked for several different companies, but primarily I was in and out of there with Mercer. Now, I've been trying to tell people this for a long time. You need to watch what goes in and out of your bases around you. I've been on bases that aren't even on maps in this country as a truck driver. You know, I mean, if you see it going down the highway on a truck, or if you see it going down the tracks on a train, it's going to or from Charleston, North Carolina, or south, wherever Charleston is, North Carolina, South Carolina. That's where they bring them in out of. They come into the port, and then we bring them through on truck or train to various bases throughout the country.
Sure. Well, let me throw this in. There has been massive stockpiling of UN armored vehicles documented going on for decades. And a lot of that is for overseas shipments. But undoubtedly, I would always hear about Russian troops being trained in Colorado and would roll my eyes. And in the last 2 years, it was in the Denver Post that, oh, Russians are here training to take on terrorists in America while we're starting a war with Russia. It's bizarre. And then we're under UN treaty, under UNESCO. It's controlling our educational system and so much more of what we do. So we are more and more under UN control any way you slice it. But absolutely, like Chuck Norris said, he doesn't think this is an imminent military takeover. But those that demonize people that are simply saying we should watch these exercises, you know, those that are attacking us are crazy. It's normal to watch your government and to be ever vigilant. That's what our founding fathers pointed out.
We're with award-winning documentary filmmaker and host Alex Jones, taking some final questions here on Coast to Coast AM about things that are going on in this country and around the planet, indeed. Strange days ahead, Alex. I feel it. I feel very strange that something is going to happen. Do you feel it?
Well, George, in the last year or two, I mean, in fact, you were the first person I really heard start talking about this a few years ago. Since you started talking about it, everybody's talking about it, and it's just all hell's already breaking loose, and things are just getting crazier and crazier and crazier by the day. Good things are happening, bad things are happening, interesting things are happening, scary things are happening, exciting things are happening. I mean, it's a mix. This is a time of great change, of great upheaval, and folks just need to remember, there's not just evil in the universe affecting things. So many times good people just sit back and go, oh my gosh, you know, evil's taking over. Well, that's because evil understands there's a time of flux, and evil is scared that it could basically get locked up. And so now is the time for everyone to be involved, for everyone to be speaking out, for everyone to be investigating, and together we can foil this New World Order program. Doesn't mean there's going to be some utopia, doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect, but we know it's going to be a lot better world when good people are involved. And that's what it comes down to. And people need to support independent media that transcends labels like coasttocoastam.com, like Infowars.com. People need to realize they are coming in with internet kill switches. They are coming in with more and more regulatory systems worldwide to try to curtail and shut down free speech. They are pushing the fairness doctrine for talk radio to try to restrict free speech. But that's not going to happen if people say no. I mean, in closing, they've used VA systems to take guns from veterans when they're not mentally ill or they haven't committed a crime. Now, even the LA Times reported, after alternative media did 2 weeks ago, confirming the FBI memo that they're going to use VA policies against all Social Security recipients. They're going to use those same policies applied to everyone where, for absolutely no reason, You can basically have your firearms taken if you're disabled, if you've had a limb removed, if you have had an automatic money transfer, instead of getting a check for your Social Security, they're going to try to declare you incompetent and take your guns. And the LA Times reported this Sunday like it was no big deal. I mean, these are epic times we live in, and I'm just wondering, what is it that's so horrible that the government wants to disarm old people and disabled folks who are the type of people that need firearms to protect themselves? Yeah. It's just an amazing time. George, thank you for sharing the show with me and your great audience. I'm honored and humbled. I know you've got a lot more coming up after I'm out of here, and I look forward to being with you up in Toronto very, very soon.
We're going to do it. We've got one more call or two, Alex, then we're done. Miguel in Fresno, California. Miguel, go ahead.
Yes, you know, I found corruption here in Fresno, California, through the court system.
Uh-huh.
And I went to my senators, Boxer and Dan Fransand, to stand up against this corruption. And I went to my congressman, and they all looked the other way. So what I did, I went through a state of California detective. State of California detective went to the court system here in Fresno, California. And the detective goes, I'm going to get these people for murder because two young kids died. The justice system were trying to cover up everything. So when the detective was going to go after these people, 2 weeks later, she got stopped by her boss.
Yep.
State of California detective got stopped by her boss
yep.
from doing her job.
She was
going after this corruption.
Stepping on the wrong toes, Miguel. And Alex, we see that happen time and time again, don't we?
Well, that's the problem. Again, on average, people low level, whether they're in government or not, are trying to do the right thing. And just from on top, because of centralization, computers have been great. But at so many levels, it's allowed centralization of commands and then the monitoring that's followed to where so much people are being turned into robots, where we're having our common sense taken away. It's like a 7-year-old brings a Nerf gun to school. Well, they should just tell them, hey, you know, don't bring this back tomorrow. Instead, they basically call the police on them. And that's because of zero tolerance and basically turning the decision-making process off. We need to take the decision-making process back. We need to restore human decision-making to the local level. We need to move away from totalitarian systems.
All right, Alex, I'll see you in Toronto, my friend, in several weeks. Looking forward to
Thank
it.
Thank you so much, George.
Alex Jones, and if you want to come up to Toronto and spend a great weekend, just go to the coasttocoastam.com website under the highlights reel. Full events there. And we always have a great time. Love our Canadian neighbors. Up next, Ancient Aliens and Secret Societies with Mike Barra here on Coast to Coast AM. Mike is one of a kind. Don't miss it.